O God, our heavenly Father, grant us peace, thy most precious gift, O thou eternal source of peace, and enable us to be a messenger of peace unto the peoples of the earth. Bless our country, that it may ever be a stronghold of peace and the advocate of peace in the Council of Nations. May contentment reign within its borders, health and happiness within its homes. Strengthen the bond of friendship and fellowship between all the inhabitants of our land. Plant virtue in every soul. And may the love of thy name hallow every home and every heart. Praise be thou, O Lord, giver of peace.
The greatest entertainers in America is requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command performance commemorating Allied victory throughout the world.
Well, it looks like this is it. And this is Crosby. They put me up front here tonight. Hope is over annoying the English, and they asked me to say something. Tough duty. What can you say at a time like this? You can't throw your skimmer in the air. That's for run-of-the-mill holidays. I guess all anybody can do is thank God it's over. You know, command performance has been rolling along overseas for a couple of hundred weeks now. But we're giving it a triple distilled airing tonight. And a lot of people you know are going to be passing through here before this meeting is over. There's going to be a lot of happiness in the air, but along with it, a lot of prayers in all our hearts. Thank you, Risa Stevens. Tonight on this special victory edition of the Servicemen's Own Radio Program Command Performance, we're going to paste together sort of a scrapbook about the past few years. This show has sent a lot of music and a lot of laughter around the world. Today, though our deep-down feeling is one of humility, we're going to include some of the laughs and some of the songs that might have helped out in the dark days. In March of 1942, on Command Performance Number 1, when this day of victory seemed a long way off, a young lady stepped to the microphone and she said,
"Hello, fellas. This is Dinah Shore. And you're awfully sweet to order me to sing on your very own show, Command Performance. I think a gal should be very proud to be ordered around by the United States Army, the Navy, the Marines, and the Coast Guard."
Dinah, I think this is the night for you to repeat the song that you've had the most requests for during the 3.5 years of Command Number 1 since then.
Roger, it's coming at you, man.
Because to tell you the truth, I'll be lonely. I don't mind being lonely when my heart tells me you are lonely too. I'll walk alone. They'll ask me why, and I'll tell them I'd rather spare our dreams. I'm a scatter. Dreams we fashion the night. You held me tight. I'll always. Wherever you are, each night, in every prayer, just whisper, I'll hear you, no matter how far, so close your eyes, and I'll be there. Alone, but send your love and your kisses to guide me.
Dinah, that was a collector's item if ever I heard one. You know, 4 days after D-Day on the French coast, when the issue was very much in doubt on Omaha Beach and when Yanks from the Pacific were making a big push on BIAC, a broadcast went out on the series called Mail Call. I think you'll agree we think it deserves a permanent place in our scrapbook of radio war memories. To Americans overseas and at home, we present a return command performance from Miss Betty Davis.
I don't have to tell you how wonderful it is to be here tonight of all nights.
What class, what refinement, what a cultured tomato.
The cook, Jimmy Durante.
Miss Davis, this is indeed a pleasure. I've been looking high and low in this town for a person of your ilk.
Jimmy, you're trying to turn my head.
Au contraire, ma petite. You noticed that my Spanish is impeccable.
Oh, all this. But you still haven't explained why you've been looking for a person of my ilk.
Because you, my dear lady, are a member of Hollywood's social set. And I wish to mingle with the blue bloods. You know, the hoi polloi.
I see. In other words, you're a social climber.
At last, someone who understands. You see, Miss Davis, I'm not acceptable to the upper strata because of the company I keep.
What sort of company do you keep?
I go around with my family.
Well, how can I help solve your social problem?
I have a sensational idea, Miss Davis. In order to introduce myself to society, I'm planning an exclusive lawn party at my palatial motel. It'll be the biggest lawn party ever held.
The biggest lawn party ever held?
Yes, it will extend right into the gutter. Miss Davis, it will indeed be a gala affair. Do say you'll come.
Oh, delighted, Mr. Durante. Shall I dress?
Naturally, we don't want the cops.
No. No, no, no. I meant, will it be formal?
Very formal. Wear your slacks.
All right, I shall.
Pray do. You know, Miss Davis, you'll love the people at the party. They're just your set. You know Barbara Hutton, of course.
Yes, will she be there?
No, but there'd be several girls from her store. Naturally from the 10-cent counters only.
Oh, yes, naturally. Tea will be served, no doubt.
If you care for that sort of thing. Of course, for the more discriminating guests, there's straight gin.
Ah, this is beginning to sound like a delightful brawl. What about entertainment?
There will, of course, be a multiplicity of collateral divertissement for the ensemble.
What does that mean?
I don't know what it means. I did well enough to say it. But to tell the truth, Miss Davis, I'm a little short on talent for the party. I thought I'd come here and sniff around for some.
Well, you have the equipment for it.
A delightful quid, Miss Davis.
Well, Jimmy, I think I have just the man for you. He meets your requirements to a T.
What does he do?
He plays the piano. Perhaps you should talk to him yourself. Here he is in his name, Jose Iturbe.
Get away from that piano. That's my piano.
Jose Iturbe, I'd like you to meet Jimmy Durante.
Jimmy Durante?
Hiya, Hose.
Hiya, Nose.
He's speaking pure Castile. So this kid is a piano player, Hammers Davis. Who did he play with?
Well, he's played with the Moscow Symphony, the Paris Conservatory, the New York Philharmonic, with Leopold Stokowski, Sir Thomas Beecham, and Koussevitzky.
Can't hold a job very long, eh?
Are you looking for a pianist, Mr. Durante?
Yeah, but I don't think you'll do. I gotta have a guy who can read music.
But I do read music.
For your information, Jimmy, Mr. Toby happens to be a musician of some renown.
Well, how much do you get for a night, Jose?
Oh, well, about $3,000.
I see you work over scale. Well, I'm not making any rash promises till I see what you can do.
Oh, Jimmy, I think you'd be fairly safe without auditioning, Mr. Toby.
I can't take a chance, Josie. I got the music. I can't take a chance, Josie. I get worse as I go along. I got the music here for a piano duet.
A duet?
Yeah, that's what they call it when two people play. Here's your part. Them little black things there are what you call notes.
This one is moving.
That's something else again. Brush it off. Now, Jose, you just wait a minute, and I'll play the piano, and I'll take the beginning.
What thing? I'm your pal. I'm your chum.
You mean it, Banky?
Of course I do. Why, it's us against the world, Bing. We'll stick together through thick and thin.
Yes, we will, Finn.
You said it, Thick.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, Frank, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Have no fears, Bing, I never will. But someday, if they do take your sunshine away and there are gray skies, don't you mind, old man.
Hmm?
You still have me, Bingy boy.
Climb upon my knee, Bingy boy.
Oh, Bingy boy.
Though you're 63, Bingy boy.
I haven't stabbed.
There's no way of knowing. There's no way of showing what you mean to me, Bingy boy, boy.
A little high for you.
Mm.
Come, no blood. Philly, you don't know what you mean to me.
Well, inform me, Dad.
Stand by.
You're the top. You're the boy who hustles.
Hey.
You're the top. Though you've got no muscle, you're the guarantee that a chickadee will moon. You're a high school thriller, Bobby Sox killer, the voice of swoon.
Rank exaggeration, Bingo. It's, as a matter of fact, it's the other way around.
Yeah. You're the top. You're the head canary. You're the top. Though your top ain't hairy.
That's my name, though, Harry. That's my name.
You're the baritone who has held the throne with ease. You're the choice of sages, the rock of ages. You're the voice of cheese.
Elvita.
I'm not the top. Ask my doctor, he knows.
Well, I'm not the top.
Why not?
I'm just a stooge for Skeenos.
Say, I'm a total wreck.
I'm a worthless check of flop.
So I guess that leaves Lombardo on the top.
Frank, that was jolly fun. I enjoyed every minute of it. Let us hear one of your winners, huh? Are you in good voice? Pump yourself up. Sing it.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America? The house I live in, a plot of earth, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions. That's America to me. The place I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out. That's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, and the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The town I live in, street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom, the church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people. That's America. To me.
Wash my face for days. Practically everybody who's seen the business end of a microphone or motion picture has appeared on the Armed Forces radio programs. Such programs as Command Performance, Mail Call, Words with Music, Concert Hall, and the dozens of others. Every person in the entertainment industry has pitched in on this gigantic radio job. Great performers, all of them. They could each have done a highlight spot on this or any show. If they know the time is short, troopers that they are, they are here, if only to say a word by way of signing their names to this Victory Command performance.
My name's Rita Hayworth. This is a great day. You've cleaned things up for better days to come.
Stop, Sergeant. This yarn has lunching on. Three down and none to go.
This is Ernie Bubbles Whitman. We've been waiting a long time to say this. Hallelujah!
I should like to add my name in this hour of victory. Gratefully, Ida Lupino. This is Ginger Rogers. Today, the final seal goes on the charter. Freedom from fear and want. Freedom of speech and religion.
This is Ruth Hussey. This is a big day here, but the biggest day of all is when you out there come home.
Claire Trevor speaking. This is a day none of us will ever forget. A gift to history from the fighting men and women of the United Nations.
This is Don Wilson. Look for the seven big letters on the package. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
This is Bill Malden, gents. Joe and Willie are tying one on tonight with the rest of the poor frustrated civilians.
This is Corporal George Montgomery. The world's rejoicing tonight. We've built a victory. Now we can build a peace.
This is Private John Conte. Victory opens the door. The new world lies ahead.
This is Jing Falkenberg. 5 years ago, the United Nations were merely two words. Now you've made them the bond which unites one world.
Diana Lewis speaking. Tonight we celebrate a military victory. But in years to come, we shall recognize that it's a victory of humanity.
This is Ronald Coleman. This is a great day for the free people of the world.
Practically any scrapbook has to have a little G.I. cheesecake, a little Quonset mural, as it were, sort of a pyramidal petty, And the gal who didn't run second to anybody in the pinup league, who also has done many a sweet clef job on command, personal album, and many other G.I. shows in the past, is right here now. Janet Blair to sing What Is This Thing Called Love?
Scrapbook of this war must contain more than the memories of music and entertainment. Memorable words have passed through microphones into the ether these past 5 years. Edward G. Robinson and Orson Welles are here to recreate some of these words.
Edward G. Robinson speaking. Well, this is the payoff. This is the time to reflect on the events and deeds which have brought this victory into being. We've had some great military leaders in this conflict. Their words have rallied us at times when the outlook was pretty black. A few months after Pearl Harbor, when our hopelessly outnumbered forces had to evacuate the Philippines, General of the Armies Douglas MacArthur spoke these words.
Corregidor needs no comment from me. It has sounded its own story at the mouth of its guns. It has scrolled its own epitaph on enemy tablets. But through the bloody haze of its last reverberating shot, I shall always seem to see the vision of its grim, gaunt, and ghostly men, still unafraid.
As the march toward Tokyo quickened its pace, Admiral of the Fleet, Chester W. Nimitz, spoke these words about the victory to come.
Our entrenched enemy, and the long road we must travel to get at him, are the barriers to victory. They will not be overcome until much hard work has been done. But we know that any aggressor nation choosing to test the fiber of the American people in war will be given an object lesson in what it means to work and what it means to fight. With faith in the justice of our cause and confidence in our ability to see it through, we will not fail.
The men and women of the United States Navy have proved the rightness of the Admiral's words. Another great military leader, General of the Armies Dwight D. Eisenhower, has spoken out with conviction about the ways of peace.
The soldier knows that in war, the threat of separate annihilation tends to hold allies together. He hopes we can find in peace a nobler incentive to produce the same unity. He passionately believes that with the same determination, the same optimistic resolution, and the same mutual consideration among allies, the problems of peace can and must be met. He sees the United Nations, strong but considerate, humane and understanding leaders in the world to preserve the peace he is winning.
The will of the world's people is united behind General Eisenhower's prophecy. By the grace of God, the peace that begins today will be a peace that endures.
Yes, this is certainly a great day. To us here, there's only one fellow missing. He's busy elsewhere. That grand old man of comedy, Mr. Bob Hope. I know that Bob and I have said many disparaging things about one another. He's way in front. But actually, there's a pretty deep bond between us. There's nothing in the world I wouldn't do for Bob Hope. There's nothing in the world he wouldn't do for me. That's the way we go through life, doing nothing for each other. We sure miss him. You know, when you get to assembling a scrapbook of command performance memories, you just can't help remembering the bright spots of color supplied by a gal named Lena Romar. Lena's song is too true.
Chiu, 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 chiu. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu, 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 chiu. Chiu, 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 chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trina, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Con tus gorjeos, con tu trina, despierta el alba, la noche ya se va. Chiu, 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 chiu. My heart singing just for two. Chiu, 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 chiu. And when you're near, I hear an angel sing. Chiu, 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 chiu. Means my heart is on the wing. Chew, 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 chew. And when you're near, I hear an angel sing. My love is soaring, I'm flying high. You're so adoring, my heart is in the sky. The bird that's singing will soon be through. Then I'll be winging my song of love to you.
Chiu-chiu-chiu. Mira que la vida es triste, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu-chiu-chiu. Canta, canta, pajarito, que tu cantar me alegra el corazón. Chiu-chiu.
To you men with radios in Quonsets and tents and foxholes, here's a spot that'll take you back to the Christmas command of 1944. Listen, lads, and remember. Now, folks, we bring you one of the brightest young stars ever to flash across the entertainment world. Loads of charm, bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality, effervescent, magnetic, dynamic, Danny Kaye.
Good morning. are you tonight, Danny? Pretty good, huh?
Uh-huh. Oh, I bet you have something really sensational for our show tonight. Uh-huh. Something that'll really rock 'em, sock 'em, lay 'em in the aisles, eh?
Uh-huh.
What personality, what magnetism this boy has. He's loaded.
Uh-huh.
Is uh-huh all you can say?
Uh-uh.
Well, say something else, for goodness sake.
Bing, my dear little boy. Здравствуйте, кузис из лес няжи, сестроснялис, марквандоли сорто и снеж, брасвачи жолькя, марч.
What does that mean?
Uh-huh.
Oh, now, this is ridiculous. I thought you were supposed to be a comedian, Danny.
Well, I am after a fashion, Bingy boy, but there's no sense trying to top you, the great Bing Crosby. You know, you've got loads of charm. You're bursting with talent, a really thrilling personality. Effervescent, magnetic, dynamic Bing Crosby.
Uh-huh.
And besides, Bingy, my files only go back to 1937.
Well, yes, that is a disadvantage. My ad-libs go clear back to Bob Hope.
That's just what I figured, so if you don't mind, Bing, I'll just sing.
That'll be grand, Danny. What's it going to be?
Well, I'd like to do a little thing we did in a picture called Up in Arms. It was in the scene of a lobby theater. And this, if you remember, took place in the lobby of a movie house, and we were all standing on line, and I was complaining very bitterly to some people standing with me and that we were going in to see a musical picture. And I said, if you see musical pictures, you've seen them all. If you've seen one, you've seen them all. So I said, supposing you do get in the theater, and supposing you do get a seat, and suppose the woman in front does take her hat off, what do you see?
Manic Depressive Pictures presents... Roar! Hello! And directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no. Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Mott, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Wrong, from a sentence by Dokes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Groats. Based on a Joe Miller's a joke. Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it. And you'd still like to see it. But now. Art direction, Finkel Puff interiors, Minerva Puff photography, Alonzo Tech recorded sound of Nato Beck upholstery by Zachary, Knickknackery by Thackeray, Tapsickery by Dickery, and Dickery by Doc. Now, finally, at last, comes the picture. And what do we see? The same old beautiful chorus girls. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing?
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of our pear. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine and dip.
Up from the gulch rides a hunk of man. He is a hero, cowboy Dan, a galloping yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too.
I've got this old wagon wheeled inside of me. I've got that old
Texas
in the hide of me. I've got that.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find our heroine in the corral eating a hard out. She is Mary Sue Ann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left her on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said,
By Jove, a girl, baby! I shall raise her as me old daughter!
Which he did. But she wants to tap dance, and Cowboy Dan, who she met on this trip and was love at first sight, wants to marry her so she can't tap dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never permit this. Never! Never! Never!
why she's eating her heart out. Because she wants to tap dance.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song. Because she is also a coloratura soprano. She is beside herself. A favorite position.
Oh, Father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas.
Bar none.
Bar none? Well, that's the password of the FBI.
It can't be. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. No, no, yes, yes. It can't be.
But it was.
He rushes to marry Sue Ann. Marry Sue Ann, and you help me. You must tap out a message in code. This is her big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is Heinrich von Schlupen, mein Godes Flum, home in the Godes Flum, hide in the Bing Crosby, held and piled in the home.
The dangerous German spy.
Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and Gaud is flirting, Eisenblatt, so, the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blame. You think the picture's about to end?
But no.
Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian Bommichel?
I wish you could come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there at the purple mountains with the lovely mist and the shining stars. And the little people who live so simple and quiet. And all they want to do is sing.
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a feast of us.
This is Greer Garson. For Americans, there have been four Christmases at war. The first was the darkest one, Christmas 1941. The smoke of treachery at Pearl Harbor had barely lifted. By Christmas 1942, a glimmer of hope appeared. The giant weapons began to come out of the forge, to take shape, and to move into striking position, with others united. Christmas 1943... and the crossing of the Atlantic, and signs even then that the Pacific might again someday hold title to its name. Christmas 1944, with victory in Europe in sight, and a tidal wave moving toward the east. Christmas 1945. This will be the Christmas that we and all the world have prayed so earnestly for. A Christmas of peace and hope. A white Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a with every Christmas card I write.
be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
enlisted man, Yeoman Third Class William Welch, has written a prayer for this day of victory. Orson Welles will read it. We join in spirit around the world as these words are spoken.
O God of battle and of peace, for the blessings of this day, for the lives that have been spared, for the prayers that have been answered, thank you from a full and humble heart. In this, the hour of peace, remember those, O God, who gave so much and asked so little. Hear the voices of these men, rising from the jungles of New Guinea and the Solomons, from the blood-soaked soil of Iwo Jima and the flame-scorched caves of Okinawa. Hear the chorus of their thanks from the mass of wreckage at Salerno and the twisted rubble that was once a German town. Across the length and breadth of every continent, from the hell-scarred places where they fell, their voices in thanksgiving rise. In memory of these and all the other men and women of the world who bled and died, that we might see this day. Men of myriad tongues, of myriad faiths, and many races. Men who had in common the love of dignity and freedom. To these, the citizens of Earth, we dedicate our future and our lives. Give us strength, O God, and wisdom to use the gift that was so dearly bought with blood and toil and tears. Amen.
The Armed Forces Radio Service has brought you this special broadcast commemorating Victory Day. This is Ken Carpenter signing off on behalf of all who appeared on command performance on this, the first day of world peace. Our national anthem.